This is the CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Emily Dozier in the town of Kajinik in Kosovo, where American troops are guarding a possible mass grave site with up to 80 bodies.
The vice president says Russian troop actions in Kosovo have strained relations.
We have to rebuild that part of the relationship, thrown into just a slight bit of uncertainty.
A massive rock slide at Yosemite kills a climber.
Scary. It was downright scary.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Peacekeepers think they found a mass grave in Kosovo. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Kajinik.
U.S. soldiers are standing at the iron gates of a Muslim cemetery in Kajinik. Inside, there are roughly 80 grave sites with numbered wooden markers by freshly turned earth. International investigators have looked at the site. Forensic experts from the War Crimes Tribunal will make a more detailed analysis. Local Kosovar hospital workers, stopping to lay flowers and pay their respects, say three of the bodies are nurses, and the others are the town's elderly and disabled, shot and then buried by Serb soldiers because they couldn't move fast enough when ordered to leave. Live in Kajinik, I'm Kimberly Dozier, CBS News.
At the NATO morning briefing, U.S. Lieutenant General Michael Jackson says the logistics of the operation are looking good.
We've met our deadlines. We've got to where we said we would get on time, and the whole operation is pretty much on schedule.
The first convoy of U.S. Marines entering Kosovo did so warily, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi.
As the Marines drove through a small town, it was lined with people. They hurled flowers at the Marines, reached up, tried to shake their hands. The Marines, for their part, smiled, waved, returned V signs, and generally looked a little bit uncomfortable. They're not too sure of what's behind those people.
Snipers have been active. This morning, the body of a third German journalist was found in central Kosovo. German officials confirmed that two others were shot dead yesterday just south of Pristina. The White House tries again to ease tensions with Russia. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is with us live this morning.
For a second straight day, President Clinton and Russian President Yeltsin will review the standoff over those Russian troops in Kosovo. This morning, the White House has just told reporters the Russian military jumped the gun after Yeltsin gave a general order for the troops to enter Kosovo. In a CBS News interview, Vice President Gore discussed the situation.
There are differing voices inside Moscow. Overall, they're in a pattern that is best described by the old cliche, two steps forward, one step back.
Gore warned against over-dramatizing the incident, but he said part of the U.S.-Russian relationship must now be rebuilt. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The evening quiet at Yosemite National Park shattered by a huge rock slide that broke loose from Glacier Point.
It seemed to be too loud for a jet, and it was too loud for thunder, and it was really scary. It was downright scary.
CBS News reporter Steve Hartman and his family are vacationing at Yosemite.
Once the rock settled, I ran over to that area, and a few minutes later, a climber wearing a harness comes bolting out of the brush, and he starts screaming, "My buddy's dead, my buddy's dead."
And the rock climber's death is the only one attributed to the slide. Four other people suffered minor injuries. Some people were evacuated from their cabins right after the rocks came crashing down, but most of them have now been allowed back in. The time now coming up on 4 minutes past the
hour. You're listening to KNX 1070.
A quantitative comparative analysis reveals that Isuzu Rodeo LS and Isuzu Trooper S are far superior to Ford Explorer XLT. Rodeo and Trooper have more horsepower than Ford Explorer.
Which means Rodeo and Trooper can take on any road, anytime.
Further information shows that Rodeo LS and Trooper S have greater payload capacity than Ford Explorer XLT.
That means I have more room for the kids and their stuff.
And from a strictly economic standpoint, Isuzu Rodeo LS and Trooper S cost less than Ford Explorer XLT. Trooper is nearly $1,900 less, and Rodeo is nearly $2,500 less. So I have concluded that the intelligent choices are Isuzu Trooper or Isuzu Rodeo.
So we'll save money for a great family vacation.
See your Southern California Isuzu dealer today.
Go farther. Go California.
Competitive information based on latest manufacturer brochures and specification sources. American Isuzu Motors is not responsible for the accuracy of the data.
Collective bargaining center stage as the United Auto Workers and Big Three automakers open contract talks. A preview from Jeff Gilbert at WWJ Detroit.
General Motors is generally considered to have the worst relations with the UAW, and they've been sparring with the union over productivity issues and just how many workers are needed. But analyst Lee Sage of Ernst & Young still expects a settlement, not a strike.
I think there's too many good things happening. There's too much of a role that's underway. I think there's also recognition at the senior levels of GM that it's time that we mend these issues, that we work together and we collaborate.
The contracts for all three companies expire on September 15th. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Texas Governor George W. Bush's fledgling presidential campaign heads for the first-in-the-nation presidential primary state. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is covering.
After spending yesterday with his parents, the former president and first lady, at their estate in Maine, George W. Bush campaigns this morning in neighboring New Hampshire, site of the first primary 8 months from now. With the money, endorsements, and poll ratings that seem to make the nomination his to lose, Bush said he feels he has to earn it.
I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to speak from my heart. I'm going to talk about a hopeful tomorrow. I'm going to talk about uniting the Republican Party.
Bush is preaching what he calls compassionate conservatism, but New Hampshire Republicans like tax cuts, and Bush is promising one of those, too. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Kennebunkport, Maine.
A frightening moment in the Astros' dugout at last night's baseball game with the Padres when Houston manager Larry Durker collapsed, shaking violently. Astros owner Drayton McLean.
This was certainly a shock for all of us.
It was not a heart attack, but a grand mal seizure of the type often associated with epilepsy. Durker will be tested extensively, says general manager Jerry Hunsaker.
I'll do a CAT scan, rule out some neurological problems. Really aren't going to know anything more until they run some of those tests.
It's expected Durker will remain hospitalized for several days. Nice surprise for motorists at the pump. The average price of gasoline is down 3 cents on average at about $1.19 a gallon. The National Trust for Historic Preservation has compiled its annual list on endangered places. We hear about it live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The number one endangered site is not just one place. It says the corner of Main and Main in any town, allegedly threatened by chain drugstores.
The drugstore chains, unfortunately, are targeting the corner of Main and Main.
Richard Moe, president of the National Trust, says there are pro-conservation ways to have new stores on Main Street.
There are some chains, like Starbucks and Banana Republic, that have gone into historic buildings all over the country, and it works for them. There's no reason why drugstore chains can't do the same thing.
The endangered list also has specific sites, such as San Diego's Arts and Warehouse District. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
The Force has passed, at least at the box office, from Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, to Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
You're quite good on your feet.
I'm even better off my feet.
The Shaggy spy story opened with a bulging estimated $54.7 million box office gross. That's more than the original 1997 Austin Powers movie grossed in its entire theater run. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow Industrials are up about 32 points. It's 8 minutes after.
You're tuned to KNX 1070.
Are you a woman who owns a business? Want to know the secret strategy for successful growth? Just remember these three letters, SBA. Hello, I'm Tim Weaver, Senior Vice President at the Bank of Hollywood, and I'm the new best friend of your business. The Bank of Hollywood is known as SBA Central because we're a certified lender of the SBA, a prized recognition of our loan volume and reputation. And the SBA gives women-owned business special consideration for loan approval. What does that mean for you? It means that you can get the money you need right now. The Bank of Hollywood, or SBA Central, as we'd like to call it, was started by a group of small business owners nearly 20 years ago who couldn't get the time of day with big bankers when they needed money. So we understand what you're going through. You don't have to come to us. We'll come to your place of business. Call now to SBA Central at the Bank of Hollywood. Call toll-free 877, the number 4, SBA now. 877-472-2669. That's 877-4-SBA now.
A double pat on the back for the benefits of exercise in two different studies. Researcher Greg Takuch of the University of Manitoba finds exercise to be an effective but underused treatment for mild to moderate depression.
The research has shown in two or three instances that strength training or non-aerobic exercise can be just as effective as aerobic exercise.
A Brown University study claims women who exercise vigorously while trying to kick the smoking habit are twice as likely to kick the habit than their sedentary counterparts. And there's a bonus, too. Women who worked out had only half the weight gain of non-exercisers. There's this late word. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide a church-state dispute from Louisiana over parochial aid. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.